this is part 3 of episode 200. If you didn't listen to part 1 and part 2, part 1 was dealer's choice questions, and part 2 is hot takes, so give those a listen, and then join into this final part of our big episode 200 celebration.
That's all, folks.
We've got a jar. Yeah,
here, you put some, stuff in the jar.
You gotta add Jacob's Ladder to that
before
list.
Before we talk about the jar, we've got a bunch of feedback.
I gotta come up with a bunch of movies?
As many as you want.
We'll get to the jar. We did 5.
I feel like everybody's already seen the ones I'm going to...
That's okay. It'll be fun.
It's fine. I've got some feedback. This is from John Ducker, and this is an old one that I think we missed.
Mm.
So this is in regards to Noirvember from 2 Novembers ago, because we're in Noirvember again.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that was...
Two
years ago.
Yeah, you guys didn't really do one last year, did you?
Yeah, Noirvember was 2 years ago. Doesn't that make you feel old?
Were we still around back then?
Yeah. So Hardboiled Detectives, Luton from the video... From the video game Discworld Noir. Number 4, Ash from
Dude
the Matrix.
Dude loves Discworld.
3 from Sarah Paretsky's Female Private Detective V.I. Warshawski. Number 2 is Takeshi Kovach from Altered Carbon. And number 1 is Sam Vimes from Discworld.
Wait, what list is this?
That was Hardboiled Detectives.
And whose is this?
This is JDMF. It's John Ducker himself.
Wow, JDMF. Altered Carbon. Takeshi Kovacs, that's like one of the best picks. Wow.
Is that show worth watching?
What a great series. It's basically this, like, it's like a far future, like, hard-boiled detective story, and the main character, Kovacs, is like a UN envoy that has, like, all this, like, you know, technology built into his body, and it's pretty badass.
That's cool.
Yeah, JDMF.
So he is the vamp. Number 5 is Nivan from Devil May Cry 3. Number 4 is Lucrezia Mongfish from the webcomic Girl Genius. Number 3 is Carlotta von Uberwald from Discworld Noir. Number 2 is Saffron from Firefly, played by Christina Hendricks, I think. And number 1 is Ava Lord from Sin City, A Dame to Kill For. But the reason that this came up is because he and I had talked about this, and I was like, I don't remember ever reading this, because I feel like I would have talking about Private Eye Monologues. It's all just Tracer Bullet, which is Calvin's...
Yeah, you had a couple of those, didn't you?
It's all... I love talking about Tracer Bullet. It's Calvin's...
alter ego.
His noir,
detective.
His noir alter ego. So these are his quotes, and then I'll talk about why I feel like I would have remembered talking about Tracer Bullet. Number 5, the quote is, "My cigarette smoke mixed with the smoke of my .38. If business was as good as my aim, I'd be on Easy Street. Instead, I've got an office on 49th Street and a nasty relationship with a string of collection agents." The headphones?
Our headphones. That's not the recording.
Number 4, my buddies travel light, and they're fun to have around. One travels in a holster, and the other in a hip flask. My name is Bullet, Tracer Bullet. People call me something else again. I'm a private eye. It says so on my door. Number 3 is... The dame said she had a case. She sounded like a case herself, but I can't choose my clients. She was the pushy type, the kind who would break your heart, or maybe your arms. Number 2 is, the dame's scream hid an octave usually reserved for calling dogs, but it meant I had a case, and the sound of greenback slapping across my palm was music to my ears. After all, I'm not an opera critic. I'm a private eye. And number 2 is, snooping pays the bills, especially Bill, my bookie, and Bill, my probation officer. So my favorite quote from Tracer Bullet is actually I've got eight it's something along the lines of, I got 8 slugs in me.
Yeah.
One lead and the rest are bourbon. And the reason I know that I would have talked about that is because back when I used to play music, the way that we got the money from the insurance company for the audio interface, and maybe I shouldn't talk about this.
You probably shouldn't.
Oh my god.
Back when I used to play music, I recorded a few times with Jordan. Do you remember Jordan DiDomenico?
Yeah.
I recorded with him a few times, and I recorded...
That's a cool dude.
Yeah, I recorded... So with him, I used the alias The Future, and he used the alias Sleeper Pup. So the stuff that we recorded together was called Sleeper Pup versus The Future, and then I did a couple on my own, and I used the alias Tracer Bullet.
are any of these things... available?
No, like,
at all.
I don't think I have.
They don't exist at all.
Maybe on an old hard drive, I might have Sleeper Pup versus The Future, which was just like us jamming for a little while.
Could that please, if we ever make a new.
I'll see if I can
spin-off podcast. That needs to be the theme.
Sleeper Pup versus the future.
Why not?
We got an iTunes review. This is from just the best named old time listener, Rem Springa.
Oh yeah.
Wait, he reviewed us?
He reviewed us on iTunes. 5 stars.
Woo! Says,
any chance you guys can do Hate Sync? My favorites from that are, so Hate Sync, it'll kind of be obvious once we get to the list. Dolores Umbridge from Harry Potter, Eobard Thawne from Flash Comics, Norman Osborn from Spider-Man, Ramsay Bolton from Game of Thrones.
People that you love to hate. But you straight up hate, or like?
Let's really look it up. Let's see.
You hate, but you are. It's they're designed to be hated.
Yeah,
it sounds
like
that's what he's going for.
It's cool.
Whose intended role in the story is to be so despicable that the audience wants him or her to fail just as much as they want the heroes to succeed.
That is a cool list.
And Ramsay, his last one is Charles Augustus Magnuson from Sherlock. Yeah, Ramsay's a great pick for that.
I mean, what's his face?
This is on Twitter from Ariel Rosenthal, who says, how did you guys make it through the whole Ghosts episode without mentioning Haosu, or Rashomon for that matter? And I was like, it's kind of right. I actually planned on doing Rashomon because we were going to watch it, and then we watched Wheels on Meals instead. Haosu. We were going to watch Haosu, and then we watched Wheels on Meals instead.
Yeah,
I really that somehow you guys ended up watching that.
Wheels on Meals?
Have you seen?
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome.
It's awesome. Yeah, it's just so like, cool. They don't have anything to do with each other.
Nope.
Yeah.
So his top five for the Ghosts is number 5, Rashomon, number 4, Haosu, number 3, Legend of Zelda series, number 2, The Shining, and number 1, Homestuck.
The Legend of Zelda series. I guess just like the...
Are there ghosts in Zelda? I'm not that...
Occasionally.
We have a new follower on Podomatic named Nick. So thank you for following Nick. Without a C. So you know it's not me. This is an email from John Ducker. He says he just finished recapping the Ghosts episode, and Nick asked, why is it called Our Ghosts Are Different? They seem pretty much the same to me. And he says, good question. It's because it's Snow Clone, or a variant name, of a lot of other similarly named tropes with an entire subcategory devoted to how our monsters are different, like our vampires are different or our werewolves are different, where it is more common for the rules the monster follows to be very different between one work and the next. And the idea is that it's supposed to be for examples of monsters that genuinely are different from the norm. And since anyone can edit the wiki, you get a lot of examples of ghosts that like you said, really aren't all that different. Hmm. And then he says he has some top fives. And then he says, I have some top fives, but did you know that Paul from the UK has more than twice as many top five contributions as Eva does?
Yeah.
More than twice as many?
That makes sense.
Yeah,
I mean, he contributed pretty continuously.
Yeah, for a while.
And he often has more than one for each topic.
But you are like running our show right now.
Yeah, but like Paul will write in like three of, you know, he'll have like one that's all movies, one that's all books, one that's all animated.
So this is what's cool though, is that he ran the number of all our top five contributions from episodes 49 to 197. So I have the most at 748.
I'm going to say that I have
748 individual
contributions.
Individual picks?
Yeah.
Like individual things within it. Okay.
Kyle, so I'm guessing, I didn't ask him, but I'm guessing this means it includes like ties and stuff like that.
That's probably...
Kyle has 737. Sir has 631.
That makes sense, because you guys have been on the most episodes.
Well, yeah, because Kyle and I are on almost every episode. You're on almost every episode.
What do you mean almost every episode?
You guys have definitely
been on. Yeah, Kyle and I have been on every episode.
Every episode.
At least during that time period. There was like the one episode that you were on. There was a couple, 20-something.
Yeah, there's maybe the one, like, because we recorded at your house one time.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought he meant who came up with the trope.
No.
Oh, no. No, like top five picks.
List. Who made a list? Oh,
okay. I find it hard to believe that Paul from the UK would have come up with more ideas.
No, he has more than top you, five Eva. Picks.
Okay.
So, Sir has 631. Themo was off for a while, so he only has 432 because he was doing boards and such. Paul has 213. John has 167. Eva has 105, but you're coming up strong. Mike has 21. I assume Mike is Truex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Lawrence has 20.
Who's Lawrence?
One of the Lawrence was the person who wrote in, right?
Yeah.
He's who coined OTT Bros.
Lawrence refers to us as OTT Bros.
Oh, we've got some feedback from Lawrence.
Yeah.
So John has some...
I was thinking Lawrence from Westworld.
you were thinking the fictional person.
First name that came to my head.
So JDMF has some picks from Dying Dream, Final Fantasy VIII. Number four is Spec Ops The Line. Number three is Taxi Driver, depending on your interpretation. Number two is Cowboy Bebop. And number one, he says, is TV Tropes. The idea that a story is a character's dying dream is one of the most common ideas on the wild mass guessing pages, second only to suggesting that everyone is a Time Lord. His next list is... That is so loud.
It's really loud.
His best 1999 games, number five is The Driver, number four is Half-Life Opposing Force, number three is Wipeout 3, number two is Soul Calibur, and number one is Roller Coaster Tycoon, which we talked about.
Nice, yeah.
And his films are number five, Three Kings, number two, Notting Hill, number three being John Malkovich, or number three being John Malkovich, number two, Fight Club, and number one, appropriately, The Matrix. Keep up the great work, JDMF, just donating my fives.
The best of 1999 was originally on the same episode that your teacup.
It was supposed to be the same.
Because I looked up my email that I sent to myself for my notes, and I had the 1999. I had something else, and then there was the teacup stuff.
It's been sitting in the wings for a while.
Yeah. I feel like we're just going to let that just go. I mean, JDMF, come on. That's a nice one.
JDMF, just donated my fives.
Nice work, my friend.
Oh, all his emails have have a different JDMF. We got a message on Patreon from Papa C20x6.
Oh, he's back?
Yeah, he sent us a
very back?
Well, it's Papa, so I'm guessing it's a he, but you know, they sent us a very nice message that is greatly appreciated. This is from Wednesday. She says
Adams?
No, Wednesday. She saved my life that one time when I got an accident.
Yeah.
She says, hi, Tropers. It's Wednesday here again. It snowed on Halloween, and it officially feels like winter here in the Windy City. She's in the Windy City, which I can think of a lot of cities that are windy, but...
The Windy City.
I assume Shy City. Anyways, in the Circus of Fear episode, I was so excited when Sir mentioned We're Back. I loved that movie as a kid. I watched it so much. Now, looking back, I marvel at how weird that movie was. It was pretty good, though.
It was dark.
For nothing scarier, Sir's mention of Cabin in the Woods make me think of a different terrifying fake-out moment in Cabin in the Woods. There's a moment where the blonde girl makes out with the wolf's head on the wall, which is like my favorite scene in the movie.
They do a close-up shot of the wolf head that you think something horrible is going
to
happen.
No, it's just weird. Yeah, and she says in your show the wolf's head is about to come to life and rip out her tongue or something. Nothing happens, but I was so tense throughout the whole sequence. I have a really close friend, and her daughter is kind of like a niece to me. She's 13, and I just watched Scream with her for the first time. It was so much fun rediscovering one of my favorite movies through her eyes. I'm proud to say that she identified Billy as a creep from the jump. Anyway, the moment when Sid goes out on the porch to call the bluff on the killer on the phone is also a good pick for nothing scarier. For Cruel and Unusual Death, my pick is also from Scream. Scream spoilers. It's Tatum getting crushed in the garage door. I think that's the Rose Byrne character.
Rose McGowan,
yes. The other Rose. Tatum getting crushed in the garage door while trying to crawl out the dog door. R.I.P. Tatum. She's one of the coolest best friend characters in horror movie history.
Definitely.
My friend's daughter also called her death early on. Smart kid. I always wonder whether Billy killed Tatum or Stu killed Tatum. Hmm. Yeah, that is a... That actually, they don't explain a lot. They don't explain a lot of, like, who specifically did what. Yeah. She said, anyway, I'm sure there's a website that breaks down which kills had to be Billy and which kills had to be Stu. But I don't know.
Stu still inside for some of that part?
I don't remember.
It's been a while.
I haven't watched it in, like, 10 years, probably.
I feel like Billy is more likely, just out of my memory.
And we're coming up to a hot take. She says, finally, I wanted to ask you guys your opinions on The Witch. Which we reviewed, I don't know.
You gave it your award of the year?
Yeah, it got a golden trophy. Yeah.
I don't think any take on that movie is a hot take. I think I can see people disliking it a lot, and I can see us loving it.
I had heard so much buzz about it and so many people saying, I've forgotten my prayers, that I really wanted to watch it. Where are those people?
Yeah. I feel like I know this is going.
Yeah, she's my roommate and I just watched it. And, well, we hated it. I was so disappointed because it had been so hyped up in my mind. What did you guys think of it? I'm sure you've talked about it on an episode before, but I missed it.
Yeah, we did. Link her to
maybe you
review.
Did one whole episode.
Yeah, we did a whole episode.
We did a mini episode on it, and I think it was paired with Stranger Things.
The entire thing.
We reviewed the entire thing, and then we lost it. So we did like a mini episode of that and Stranger Things.
Oh. Which
we released, but I don't know if it's still available.
Stranger Things is better. Is better than Stranger Things?
Yeah. Do you need to have seen it? I wonder if seeing it in a theater made a difference.
Yeah, we saw it in a theater.
I like to. Yeah, I don't know though. I mean, I don't think that. Yeah, I don't want to say that that's the differential.
I do think that I enjoyed it the second time I watched it. Like, when I was done watching, I mean, we reviewed it, so I probably said this before, but I don't think when I walked away from the first time, I was like, what just happened? And then it's one of these movies, we did a podcast on the Rocks recently, and I talked about the trope fridge. Mm-hmm. Fridge scare or fridge horror, where it kind of sits with you a little bit. This movie does that, and a little bit, but more. I just with how they talk in the movie, and I feel like it just. I'd be impressed for a lot of people who just enjoyed it straight up, just immediately.
I was terrified.
Like, Nick, did you love it immediately?
I loved it, but I didn't find it very scary.
Really?
Yeah.
I was terrified.
But I thoroughly enjoyed it.
And I'll see how quickly I can get through this. I mean, I liked it because as a like history and like folklore nut, like just like the idea that we were seeing a universe and people that had to deal with the traditional like witch creature was like really fascinating. That was real, that everything about like doubt and about all that stuff factored into how the mechanics of that universe work. But then the other thing is I loved it for the same reason I love Game of Thrones. Like, we're getting a lot of very honest and kind of de-romanticized views of like European culture and thought and like philosophy and like psyche. Yeah. Like, and I think The Witch is like just such a great example of like,
and what other,
what's so backward about that culture?
What other like, story do we have, you know, from so that time period?
No, it's just great. And it's like, it's right. And I love it because you're never taken outside of it. It's a movie that exists solely within its universe.
Yeah. And I think during our review, we also said that the movie was poorly marketed as far as like people were talking it up as being like,
yeah,
this
I think
horror
that,
thriller.
I hate to say that anybody watching it now is affected by that.
Yeah.
Much of it.
Well, yeah.
Like she said the hype that she's heard on either side.
But maybe the hype was, it is a terrifying, like, something like.
As a scary movie, I thought it was like, I was more scared just in the first, I think I was so shocked by the first like
5 minutes.
5 minutes of it that I was kind of like, whoa. Mm-hmm. And then after that, it kind of like, I was just so caught up in the world and the universe and like the old timey talk, like you said. It's just really fascinating to me as a person. Like, that's stuff I study. So The Witch, I never was going to, I was probably always going to like it as a period piece.
But I feel like, hearing that people hate it, like,
that's real. Well, it does any extreme take because it's, you know,
yeah,
you
I mean,
it, you know,
yeah,
it's sincere.
Yeah,
I do to hear why Winston didn't like it. That's,
yeah,
to me, like, the thing that's was really, I mean, I would say that that's like, if I had to pick movies that
scared
me the worst.
Do you think that is a hot take though?
No, but I mean, you know, like the things that scare, the other things that have scared me the most in my life are things that aren't things that other people particularly
scary,
find scary.
Yeah.
Carnival Souls is like, I won't watch Carnival Souls again. Mm. It's too scary. Which scared me bad. Like, I was scared like the rest of the day. I was scared going to bed that night. I was scared that night because I lived in this apartment building at the time that was right on the lake. It was right on Lake Erie. Mm. And so there's this tremendous wind that was always coming in off the lake, and it would blow through the trees. There was a hatch from like up to the roof, and it was right outside my apartment in the stairwell, and so you'd hear this wind rushing down the stairwell at night if that hatch wasn't locked all the way. And I woke up in the middle of the night to hear that like the night after, and was scared. And I was scared to get out of bed. Like, I just got me bad. But I also like movies where a character is kind of being railroaded in the way that Thomason was. Where for most of the movie, until the very end, she's the only one who hasn't been in contact with a witch or with some kind of supernatural.
And no one believes whatever she's saying.
Yeah, and they think that she did it, you know, and that bothers me.
Wouldst thou like to live?
I mean, compared to freezing to death, yeah.
How about a teacup version of Black Phillip?
So she says, it's hard to pin down why exactly we didn't like it. It wasn't exactly confusing, which I sort of found it confusing just because the accents were so thick that I couldn't follow the dialogue at
all. Yeah, but I mean, it's not like there's some complex story.
Yeah, you can figure out like what's going on. What was actually happening was easy to follow, which is what I was saying. I think we had trouble following the motivations and the actions of the characters. It seemed like a film that was artsy for the sake of being artsy. It wasn't scary. Anyways, I would love your guys' opinion on it.
I will say real quick, the motivation of the characters. One thing that I think was weirdly overlooked at first that now a lot of people have talked about was that it's the dad's the core of the unbelief and like wickedness in the family. He's the reason they're out there in the first place.
They got kicked out of town.
Just trying to hide from everything.
Well, he's trying too hard.
And just being
They were
believing or practicing in something that was deemed to be wrong.
Yeah, but they were like too extremist. Well, it wasn't like they were too secular.
I never got that. I can't remember. They made him leave because he did something. Like, you don't know. It's not really explained exactly what it was. Yeah,
but he was seen as a heretic, basically.
Yeah, he was seen as a heretic, And I just love how, to me, the dad's motivation is just that he's this classic kind of conflict avoidant, like, you know.
Well, and he just keeps chopping wood.
Patriarch, right. He's going to chop wood.
What's it going to matter? We don't have food to cook.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
I
hear that, though, that the characters were to kind of... I just think it has to be looked at as, like, these are medieval characters.
It's...
With, like... You know, much like Joan of Arc, very little, they have no writing or education. So, like, they're kind of, this is the world that, like, their motivations have to be looked at within this context of, like, that is, their entire understanding is this, like, superstition. And
yeah, I didn't think the movie was overly scary. I know you're saying how, like, it's terrifying. It's terrifying to you. Like, I didn't think it was that scary, but I didn't think that that's a negative for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's just... I thought it was, like, very interesting. I loved how the take on the witches and, like
that
the,
movie the has broom, an ending.
The and then, like, when they take the kid and they're, like, rubbing their broom with, like, the crap. And you're
the
like,
gore. Holy
crap. Like, yeah. It's
and just weird, that, like, dark. That shot the of sound, that huge
the,
moon.
The soundtrack, the movie looks incredible. I don't know. It's...
I love the movie.
Like, we're redoing the episode.
Yeah.
All over.
Yeah. We have a whole episode on this.
Mm-hmm.
So she continues.
I'm just thinking, like, if she didn't like that, there's some movies I could recommend.
But that.
She will hate.
I.
It comes at night.
It's like the opposite of Amazon recommendations.
Yeah. That's you're going to hate this.
That's the thing, though. I don't think her opinion.
Wants to be artsy.
I don't think her opinion is a hot take at all, because I don't think the witch is for everybody.
I think that,
Definitely. Like most people. It
by
is.
Now it's gotten a lot of different takes on it.
Yeah.
She continues.
Yeah, she continues. unrelated subject. In a Harry Potter update, I'm right at the end of Goblet of Fire. Shit just got so real. That's true. Shit does get real.
Movie or book?
I think it's the book. I think it's book because she refers to J.K. Rowling. Shit just got so real. A death and a betrayal just happened that I did not see coming at all. And you guys are absolutely right. There is zero indication whatsoever that Dumbledore is gay. Like, zero. Absolutely none. J.K. Rowling is tripping. Mm-hmm. As always, thanks for doing what you do. Yeah, I think J.K. Rowling...
It's definitely always tripping, for sure.
Yeah. She just wants to get in the news. This is from Lawrence. He begins...
How much mail have we got that you haven't been reading?
This is the last one. We haven't recorded in a while.
But even then, I feel like we don't normally have
you also just talked about an email that was 2 years old.
No, the email wasn't 2 years old. It was just that he was referring to lists that were 2 years old.
No, that email is 2 years old.
Jesus Christ. How many disgruntled fans
also,
do we
how
have?
Did you find that email?
Because we were talking about it like off air and something unrelated. This is from Lawrence. He says, OTT bros. There were a lot of things I planned to write in this email regarding the past, I don't know, 50 plus episodes. But I'll just hit you with the following. Number one, good to have Thema back. Well, guess what? Thema went home early tonight. Thema's missing out on this praise. Yeah. I should send him like a screenshot of this. Number two, regardless of what he claims, Sir's actual catchphrase is probably one of the most. He applies superlatives to works in his top to the works in his top five list. He comes at me harder, don't worry.
Well, I'm just wondering, like,
does he break stats? Us all down?
You got stats on this, Lawrence? JDMF comes with stats.
Number three, Kyle refers to Dead Space as a movie multiple times in Silence's Golden episode and refers to Spider-Man as a movie in the sequel episode. It needs to be taken. It needs to take several drinks.
This is like...
Yeah, joke's on you. Kyle has taken several drinks.
That's a nod to our show.
Yeah.
Whenever we refer to a game as a movie, mm-hmm. we have to drink.
Number four, OTR keeps recycling tropes in its shows. Excuse plot, for instance. Proof that they don't listen to their own work or take notes.
Or OTR
that
they're or OTT?
Why Lawrence come out swinging?
Because we've been ignoring his mail.
Number five is... Number five, Nick is still wrong about pretty much everything. I'm going to say specifically reading this email. That's what I'm the most wrong about, is reading this on air. Lawrence. Anyways. You guys should do a Rule of Cool episode. No, we're not going to. Since that was the first article I ever saw on TV Trips, I don't care.
Wow.
Oh, snap, guy.
He knows I'm just playing. He says, I clicked a link to it from Giant Bomb, then literally got lost for 6 hours. Rule of Cool, top five. Number five, Batman flipping the tractor in the tractor trailer in The Dark Knight, which I just watched again.
How many people does he injure or kill?
All of them?
Batman?
Flipping that trailer.
Yeah, I don't know, criminals. I watched The Dark Knight on an airplane, and I gotta say, holds up, still slaps.
When he goes around it, or whatever? What tractor trailer?
Yeah, when they hit the Joker, when they get him.
When he wraps around the thing? That's... We didn't do the practical effects episode, did we?
Not yet.
It's coming up.
That's a great practical effect. Anyway.
Number four is Snowpiercer, a socially stratified train circling the Earth endlessly is sufficiently cool. An idea original that no one bothers to ask how it works. Number three is Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. I'd have broken either of my limbs or several skateboards trying to do this $1 million point combo in real life, but it looks so cool, so they make it possible in the game. Number two is the skyscraper's windows warping during the helicopter explosion in The Matrix, and lightsabers. How do they work? Who cares? Honorable mention goes to the hoverboard in Back to the Future Part 2. Oh, and I guess the flying time machine powered by banana peels and stale beer. Eva is cool. Keep making podcasts and stuff. So there was one person he didn't come for. Oh, I guess two. You and Thema.
What was the point of this?
Congratulating me and Thema.
Yeah. He's got favorites.
Well, Lawrence is way back to the bottom of getting a nickname list.
Also, can you refer to us as OTT Bros
Lawrence,
with Eva on the show now?
I mean, following the middle-aged white man designation, I would say yes.
Yeah,
that's one of our greatest moments.
Yeah,
that was from Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of the best. So two more items of business. Are we going to do the scary movie thing?
Let's do it.
Let's do the scary movie thing. So we're going to... We're like, sir, you explain it.
Well, basically, I just thought, like, it'd be cool to watch things that we didn't want to watch.
You want to avenge something. Well, got unfinished movie business.
Essentially, if there are movies...
So could you only put movies in...
movies that we've been trying to avoid. We've been ducking these movies.
Like, for an example, what's...
So, yours? Like, you know... Like, for Nick, it's The Babadook, right?
Yeah, so I'll give mine.
Scary. Are they always scary? Are they all scary?
They're probably going to be scary movies.
You guys can list five scary movies?
No, it's just one.
You've been ducking?
No, it's just one.
Watch it, and then we're going to come back and explain.
So I'm going to have to watch The Babadook. Segment,
we're going
to
talk about why it's scary to us.
Yeah, so my what's kept me from watching The Babadook so far is, one, I usually put off watching horror movies because I'm a big old wuss. And then some of the actual, like, things in it is it's a kid, which kids always scare me in movies.
Any movie with a kid.
And I know that some shit happens to a dog, and that's one of my triggers.
There is a dog that exists in the movie.
And I already know that the dog has not good things happen to it. And even knowing that that's going to happen, it's just one of my, like, trigger buttons. So I'm going to watch it. I'm not going to enjoy it. And it's going to scare me. And I'm going to be pissed at you, sir. So fuck you.
We should do.
I hate this episode.
We should do in
that.
Advance.
We should do that on a movie wow. night.
I don't want to.
Yeah,
I'm not actually going to watch it. I'm going to read the Wikipedia plot summary like Nelly did when we watched Hereditary, and then I'm going to take NyQuil.
Is Hereditary? Is Hereditary
don't
on the list?
Don't take NyQuil.
So this is going to lead to a Pimp C style drug overdose where Nick dies from drinking too much coffee.
No, that's what Nelly did when we were I had Hereditary.
I don't think cough medicine
overdosed
is going
to on cough syrup.
No, I had Hereditary on. The thing happens. The bad thing happens like 20 minutes in.
But she knew before it happened.
No, not that part. After that, she's like, all right, I'm just going to read what happens after this. And she's like, nope, I'm done. And took NyQuil and she's like, I'm going to sleep. You can keep watching this.
No, you actually have to watch it. We got to have some clue. We got to like figure out how to tell if the other people
watch. I'm not going
to
watch it, but I'm going to lie really convincingly about having watched it. Kyle, what like horror movie are you?
That's the thing. Like, there's not one that I'm like. I've been actively avoiding.
You're not a chicken.
I haven't seen The Conjuring, but that's not that I haven't. Well, I've been avoiding it. It's just that I.
You just haven't seen.
You said earlier that The Orphanage was.
I didn't think it was that.
He
scary.
Said it's not scary.
Not scary.
Which is insane.
You can add The Conjuring to that list. It's like.
What's something that you like? You just like don't want to see, but.
It's gotta be like some insane clown posse movies we can.
Yeah, I mean, there. I don't want to do stuff though, like Cannibal Holocaust. Like, I don't want to see that. But
I mean, I haven't seen Midsommar yet. It's not that I'm avoiding it. I just haven't seen it yet. And that's not terrifying.
Maybe this would just be like we all just give Kyle a scary movie to watch.
You could.
That's Kyle's section of it.
And whoever scares me the most wins.
What do we win?
That's gonna be Kyle's pick.
Not even The Shining is scared of me.
More movies than everyone.
I clearly have.
Not even The Shining is scared of me. He's unflappable.
I am. Make me play a scary game.
What does scare you?
I'm going to say my pick is Wreck for Kyle.
Wreck?
You've seen Wreck, haven't you?
I've seen Wreck. The contortionist is creeptastic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When we watched it with T-Rex, he was doing the pillow.
Apparently that guy was also in the Void movie.
You have to watch it. Just watch The Exorcist again.
The Void was not scary either. The Exorcist?
Yeah, we'll just make you watch The Exorcist again.
So what's with the jar?
The jar's different.
Get to that.
Yeah, Eva, what's your what scary movie are you?
Movies that have scared me the worst in my life: The Witch, as we talked about, Carnival of Souls, The Sentinel.
Well, what movie are you avoiding?
I don't know. I'm not actively avoiding.
Are we the only ones who avoid movies?
I guess. Yeah.
I mean, I guess I don't have a feeling of like
Spaceballs.
Is it because we're cowards?
Spaceballs on
we're gonna get
list.
To that.
Wait, is that your pick? Because that's bullshit that I have to watch this.
Kyle.
I have to watch this like dog murder movie.
Kyle,
and you're watching
ahead of the episode.
You're watching a Mel Brooks comedy.
Well, there's some mitigating circumstances.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really. I mean, there's some things that scared me pretty bad. I'm not really in a hurry to watch them again.
Yeah. We'll make you watch Carnival of Souls again. That's what we
should
do.
Sentinel.
I don't know if I can find The Sentinel again.
I can find it.
I feel like I rented it on DVD from Netflix when I saw it the last time.
I think The Sentinel.
You mean on Quickster?
Huh?
Quickster?
Napster, you mean?
No, Quickster is what Netflix's DVD-only service was called when they broke off their DVD streaming briefly.
I mean like in like 2006, like okay. When...
Because I think Quickster was 2011.
Yeah.
Sir, what's yours?
Well,
Allow me to roll my eyes.
Well, Nick's upset because my pick is going to be Spaceballs.
Wasn't that one of your Shames picks, too?
No.
Yeah, I think it was.
I think it was, and I know it was.
Picks?
It was a Shames pick. It was from Kyle.
What?
You're double dipping.
I'm double dipping, then. Well, this time, though, I'm going to watch Spaceballs in the same conditions that I tried to watch it many years ago.
Can we have a live cam on this?
We should get like a.
Well, wasn't I supposed to be observing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually literally need someone to watch it with me. Well, essentially.
Well, you're going to have to watch The Sentinel with me
this
anyway.
This is during one of my early like mushrooms trips. I don't know if the listeners actually know this story.
Sir to Kyle.
Yeah, you've mentioned it.
Sir to Kyle. Yeah, in my phone, I have all the Shames, and I have it written here as space bars because that's what the phone corrects it to.
I don't have any. There's nothing else that I'm avoiding.
Autocorrects balls
to space bars.
So the plan is to, and I couldn't finish it. It was too scary. Like, it was just, it tripped me out. I don't know if I did. Who knows?
Was it straight up actually scary or just?
It was like
intense and
it was maybe a little
too
bit,
many.
Yeah, like kind of that like
sensory overload.
It was Dark Helmet's helmet, man. Like it like jumped
too
out
of the hot, too
literally
hot,
almost
too
like it was
hot.
Coming out of the screen at me. So this time around. We're gonna,
did you get to the comb the desert part at least?
I barely got. And like, who's the dog? Like the Chewbacca
Barf.
Awesome.
Bartholomew.
Barf is horrifying on mushrooms.
It's John Candy.
He's horrifying exactly. Alone. Like he's horrifying as it is.
His last name is Candy.
On mushrooms,
sir.
Worse.
Sir, can you draw at all?
Like.
I would love a visual representation of what you were like experiencing.
It would just be like Tom Hollander in Bird Box.
So that's my plan, listeners. I'm gonna finally confront my greatest fear and rewatch Spaceballs.
Wait,
under
what
the same condition?
What did we leave Eva with? What are you watching?
I guess The Sentinel.
1977, starring
Christina
Raines. Eli Wallach is in it. Ian Burgess Meredith.
And
Christopher
Garner?
Walken. Tom Berenger,
Beverly D'Angelo,
John. What film is this?
Can we just have you? Goldblum? Can I just have you watch Paddington 1 and 2 instead?
No.
Ah, damn it,
man.
And Sarandon, the other Sarandon.
Chris
Sarandon. Yeah.
What do you guys think about Darkness Falls as a movie? Terrifying.
Never
right?
seen it.
That's the one with the tooth fairy.
Yeah.
So we're gonna get to this jar.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about the jar
making all this noise.
Well, when are we gonna watch these movies? Are we gonna do this the next
episode? Recording session?
Yeah, next recording.
Yeah. Somewhere. Right. 2-3 months, yeah.
Well, we do also have best of 2019. Best of 2019 to squeeze in, but we'll figure out a time. It'll be soon.
We're not doing a best of the decade type stuff.
Is that
should we do a best of the decade?
No, because the decade doesn't end until next year.
No, I don't buy that.
Best of 2019
no, we're in the
again.
New decade, and once
yeah,
it rolls
I don't buy
over.
That. The decade and the century are not the same.
When did we just do the trophies?
No, we didn't just do the trophies. This year's flown by.
It was literally last year.
Yeah, that was almost a year ago, man.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
Isn't this year crazy?
What did man. You give your best trophy to this
Noir
year?
November was 2 years ago. That was 2 years ago. 24 months. We've been around the sun twice.
Damn.
It's been a wild time.
It's been a wild year.
It's crazy.
What's going on?
What's this jar? What is this jar? We're calling it the jar. It's a jar.
I want to hear In a Jar by Dinosaur Jr.
It's got a lot of movies in it. The jar, I mean.
Eva, you want to tell us about the jar?
Well, we had so much fun reviewing Bride of Frankenstein last month.
So much fun.
We hope you guys had fun listening to us talk about Bride of Frankenstein.
Is Le Dabre Leak in that movie, in that jar?
It's not in that jar.
Oh, it could be.
So, we were talking about, you know, having maybe once a month that we're going to have a film that we review, like we did Bride of Frankenstein.
You beat me to Dinosaur Jr. I saw them at Musica, which is way too small a venue for them to be playing.
Yeah,
I don't know if this like lines up, but I feel like I'm in like a Pete and Pete episode. Like it sounds like I'm in.
It's a little bit before
Hopefully
Pete and
Pete.
I think
Pete, right? Pete. Like all the other clips we played.
Exactly.
Oh shit.
We're fucked.
movies.
Not worried.
Who cares?
I ain't scared.
Come for me, little Scrappy. No, don't. No, don't.
Be on the show instead.
No, yes, come be on the show.
Yeah, that's what we meant. Come be on the show. Are we picking from this now, or are we doing our
Okay, so right. We got a jar. We got a jar. And we all wrote some movies down on slips of paper, and so that's why we don't have to argue for 2 months about what we're going to watch first. We're just going to grab one every month. And
but each one of
those
grabs.
Oh, so those aren't scary movies, though.
No, that's too much arguing. So who's you're going first, Eva? You're drawn.
You said I had the tiniest hands.
Yeah, you're pretty much going to be the only one who can fit. We should have got a wider mouth to.
Well,
jar,
maybe we should just shake
yeah.
one of them out.
No, yeah.
Then it's almost kind of like God picked.
Oh, there's
Ooh,
two
God
though.
Picked two.
No, we're going.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think God screwed that one up.
Oh, God.
Well, I guess that means one
That's
vote
like flipping
for God being inept and one less vote for God being racist.
That's like flipping a coin and having it land on its side.
I think we can see with our current
we got one.
Our current president proves he can be both.
Mm. We got one. It is.
Cockfighter.
Woo!
Is that your pick?
Yes! Man, I love that movie.
What is Cockfighter?
It sounds
so
dirty.
Great. It's man, I love this film.
You do. It's true.
I have a lot to say
about it. Was it your pick, sir?
Oh, yeah.
It's Sir's pick.
Yeah, and War Notes.
No, no, don't say anything about it.
Oh, it's so great.
No, I want to know why you picked it.
No, because... no. That's the that's what the episode's for, guy.
Well, yeah.
We got to tease so other people will want to basically join in.
Is it still on Amazon?
I'm just going to look it up. And it's something I remember. I know that the first line of this film is so amazing. Yeah, I used to fly a plane. Lost interest in it. That's the character you're dealing with here. A man who used to fly a plane and got bored with it. This whole movie is about just like one guy's obsession with like being the best. And it's kind of a look at you could say the sports mindset. You could say anything just that obsessive American culture with winning. There's no better movie that just captures it. Harry Dean Stanton's in it.
I saw that.
It's not Milius, though.
Monty Hellman?
Monty Hellman directed.
Of Tulane Blacktop?
Yep.
Who else is in it? Warren Oates?
Warren Oates.
The older brother of Holland Oates?
And it's one of the... So Warren Oates wasn't a leading man in a whole lot of movies. Yet the ones where he was the leading man, they're always weird. And this is probably one of the best.
Have any of you seen Bring Me the Head of Alfredo Garcia?
No.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. There's something I always compare it to. I'll think about it between now and the episode.
Of the pastas, Alfredo Garcia is not one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
It's another great movie, though.
It is available on Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So that's where we're going to watch it, and that's where we're going to... Well, it's not where we're going to review it, but maybe whatever. Here's where we're going to review it.
Maybe we should do this thing. Listeners, if you... There's no way to get any reaction. Maybe we should try to all watch it.
You mean, unless we make a hashtag and everybody responds to it.
Yeah, there's no way to really...
What are you trying to get from the audience?
Like a joint watch.
OTT cock fighter.
See, the way you said it sounds dirty again.
I just said the name. Why are we laughing at me?
Why are we laughing at
OTT cockfighter?
I guess I might have paused in between the syllables for a little
You're indulging yourself.
How about a OTT the jar?
Well, I think it's probably going to take us a while to build up to being able to do live watch.
Do we tease our future episodes at all? I feel like we don't because you tell us our episodes.
We usually do. I mean,
you tell us our episodes 2 days before we record them. So how do you tell the audience that
we're trying to move in a different?
Yeah, we have a schedule. It's just that nobody looks at it except Ethan.
But does the audience know the schedule?
Practical effects.
What are some things that are coming up?
Practical effects.
Effects.
Hopefully, trivia.
We got the trophies.
That was going to be another one of my hot takes. What? I forgot about
it. You don't like the trophies?
Bar trivia is kind of boring.
Wow.
Should that have been one of mine? Anyway, that's a good way to end the episode.
We're
going to
revolutionize.
If you lose.
Yeah.
So what's coming up? We're doing the trophies. We're doing practical effects.
You know, majority of the people that play bar trivia lose.
Yeah, to me.
Movies we're scared of.
Movies we're scared of. And cockfighter.
Cockfighter,
apparently, is how I say it.
How's that for a cock tease, listeners?
Oh.
Gross.
Yikes.
So, 200.
This really went off the rails.
We're going to do another 200, and then Paul in the UK is going to stop
listening.
Well,
we're going to do another... Episode 200 is what you mean.
Oh, man.
Yeah, every episode from now on is going to be episode 200.
Mm-hmm. On Wednesday.
We're going to try to recreate the exact dialogue from this episode each time.
Actually.
Like Groundhog Day.
It's going to be in the past. But
by the time this comes out?
Yeah.
You will live.
My 500th podcast episode.
You're like Barry Bonds.
500 episodes.
500 steals, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Barry Bonds of podcasting.
We're on the troops, Beastools, and on the rocks.
Beastools, R.I.P.
The Barry Bonds.
What
the kind of
a show! What
where,
a show!
Where can we be found?
On the troops at gmail.com.
On the Tropes.
Patreon.
No, that's not right at all. Facebook.com/onthetropes.
Instagram.com/onthetropes.
Is that how those work?
Twitter. No, that's not how that works. The Instagram?
No. Did you say Instagram?
It's Instagram.com.
Isn't that how it works?
I've never gone to a web address to go to an Instagram.
Yeah, I'm really sure. Let's look at onthetropes.
Okay,
boomer. Twitter.
That's a clean Twitter handle. Is it at on the tropes on at Instagram?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's that clean.
I posted.
You say that to all the girls.
I posted on Twitter today that it's like, or I said in before, okay, boomer gets killed by like Ted Cruz saying it to Bernie Sanders.
Right.
You know it's going to happen.
One of my hot takes.
You know Ted Cruz is going to call Bernie Sanders okay boomer because he wants to like cancel college debt. Like, you know, the boomers want to do.
Right.
Anyways, patreon.com/onthetropes where you can listen
when to... Ted Cruz wants to sell his soul, who does he call?
Ghostbusters.
Yeah. What? I don't know.
877 cash now.
No, I just messed up.
The general?
Cars for cash.
Check.
Levy and Gruen attorneys.
CALLATT.
What else do we have? We have a redbubble.com /onthetropes. No. People. Is that written? No. onthetropes.redbubble.com.
There's no.
We haven't been recording for 4 hours straight.
Just Google us.
On the trope? Yeah. Like, it's hard to find. Like, if you put any, or just email us and I'll tell you if you have any questions.
We need to come up with a catchphrase. We're like, we're the number one tropes podcast.
We're the
champagne of trope podcast.
We're the only tropes podcast as far as I'm concerned. We're the only tropes podcast that matters. All the other ones suck. They're terrible. I've listened to all of them and they suck. If you're listening to this and you make one of those, I'm sorry.
Man.
But are you sorry?
I wasn't being that mean, but I mean.
No, I'll be honest. I haven't listened to any of the other ones.
This is the Attitude Era.
I haven't listened to any of the other ones, but they probably suck because they're not us. There, I said it.
Anyways, I said it.
I'm Nick. I broke, sir.
It's over.
I'm Sir.
I'm Eva.
And Kyle.
Bye.